Okay, gentlemen, it's good to see everybody again and to resume the BRS Men's Afternoon Kollel, one of the flagship programs of our shul. We're very, very proud. And as Rabbi Shabtai just mentioned, we're hoping to add a third day. So three afternoons a week will be tremendous. Very grateful still to the Frohlich family, Frohlich Financial Group, the general overall sponsors of our Kollel. And again, a thank you to Rabbi Moshe and Shelley Brand for sponsoring this particular week. The neshama of his sister, Sarah Bas Pinchas HaKohen, and grandmother, Sarah Bas Yosef, should have an aliyah. We're going to resume exactly where we left off at the end of last year. And that is in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amid Beis. This week I gave you the daf. You know my pet peeve, everyone should have their own Gemara. Every home should have a set of Shas. You should have your own Gemara. Or you could print it off the internet at least, the one page. Pretend you have your own Shas. But you should bring it in. But for this week, I still had pity on you. So we're in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amid Beis. We're still in the... What?
You said it last year.
I said it a few times, but then I stopped. So we're towards the end of the first parak, Lamed Amid Beis. And if you recall, we're in the sugyas of the obligations of a son on the parent, the children to the parents to the children, and soon we'll be up to the sugyas of Kibbud Avim. We discussed a lot of halacha in terms of bris and pidyon haben in many different contexts, to whom these obligations fall, and what the nature of the obligation, and are they direct, are they indirect? And we learned a lot of this together. So now we have a little bit of agadata to bridge us through until we get to the next sugyas of halacha. But the agadata is fascinating, very important. Not only agadata, but really it's in itself musar, which is really the theme of the agadata. I put a little bracket on the page, and that shows you where we're beginning. About 10 lines down, Tanur Rabbanan, the last words on the line. Everyone see it?
Yes.
Tanur Rabbanan says in Dvarim, the 11th parak, Visamtem. Where does it say it? Visamtem? In Shema. In Vayim Shema. Visamtem is Devarai Eileh. What is it talking about? Visamtem. What are we supposed to place on our hearts? What are we placing?
Words.
No. A defibrillator?
No.
What are we placing? Cold medicine? Visamtem is Devarai Eileh. No, the Sima it's talking about, the Gemara learns, Sam-tam. Normally, when you put something physical. Here, you're not putting anything physical. It's Divrei Torah. You're talking about spirituality, Limud HaTorah, Talmud Torah. So how can you place Talmud Torah? How can you place knowledge? How can you place wisdom? It's an intangible. So the Gemara learns, don't read it v'samtem, as in to place something intangible, but rather read it as sam tam. There is a sam. A sam is a medicine. Nimshla Torah kesam chayim. The Torah is compared to the potion, a medicine of life. It provides sustenance, it provides life, life force. Mashala Adam Sheika is beno maki gedola. It's comparable to a parable of a child gets a great wound. V'iniach lo retia, so you give a wound and you give a bandage around it. Al makasa v'yamarla, you say, Bini, my son, kos man sharetia al makascha. As long as this bandage is around your wound, eat what you want and drink what you want, you can enjoy the world. Normally there are foods which are, I'm not a doctor, any doctors here? Retired doctors here? We have some foods that are, I guess, sugary foods, salty foods, honey supposedly, sweet foods can be poor for wounds, wound control. But here the father says, as long as you have this special bandage, eat whatever you want. Drink whatever you want. Bathe, hot water, cold water, sit in the schwitz, go in the jacuzzi, whatever you want. And you have nothing to worry about. Why? Because this special bandage has a very powerful medicinal force, and even these other things which normally can be negative or compromise the wound is protected as long as you wear the bandage. But if you remove it, if you remove it, the wound is going to grow, it's going to bubble up, it's going to expand. Rashi says, Nomi tzmachim. It's going to blossom, it's going to spread, it's going to be contagious.
Gangrene.
It's going to turn maybe gangrene. Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lam Yisrael, Banai Barasi Yetzaharu Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. So the Nimshal is the Torah. Hashem says, I created the Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah are those things which we imbibe, which expose ourselves to, which we're tempted by, they're negative, they corrupt, they contaminate. But, barasi la Torah tavlin, I've created the Torah, and the Torah is the tavlin, the Torah is the medicine. Now tavlin doesn't really mean, right? We said v'samtem, samtam. Don't read it v'samtem, place the words, read it. If you learn Torah, you have taken in the samtam, you've taken in the potion of life. Now we call it a tavlin. What does tavlin really mean? We'll come back to it in a second. If you occupy yourselves with Torah, then you cannot fall prey to the pleasures of this world, because the Torah will protect you. As the pasuk says, Haloim teitiv se'is. Where's that pasuk? What's it referring to? Kayin and Hevel, Hevel and Kayin. What's the context? Haloim teitiv se'is. Right, Shem didn't accept his carbon. Imtativ se'es. So, what does it mean in this context? Chazal are understanding it. We're drawing from the story of Cain and Hevel. We'll come back to it in a moment. Chazal are understanding it. If you occupy yourself with Torah and Torah study, then it will strengthen you to overcome, to withstand your yetzahara. V'mein atem oskim b'Torah, atem nimsarim b'yado. But if you're not occupied with Torah, then nimsarim b'yado, then you are falling prey into the hands of the Yetzirah. Shenemar, lepesach chatas rovetz. Right? Because the end of that pasuk is in lo seitiv, then lepesach chatas rovetz. The Yetzirah is waiting at the entrance. It's waiting and longing. It's crouching. And the Yetzirah is eagerly anticipating your arrival. V'lo'od, not only that, el shekol masa umatno bach. Not only that, the whole Yetzirah's entire essence, the whole existence of the Yetzirah has one singular purpose, namely, you. Yetzirah, you're not a hobby of the Yetzirah. You're not a tangential preoccupation of the Yetzirah. You are the Yetzirah's singular focus. Kol maso matnu bach, shenemar ve'elecha teshukaso. V'matarotze, but if you want, atam moshel bo, you can rule over it. Shenemar v'ata timshal bo. Okay, a few things in this little section. Three, I would say, anomalies. Two anomalies and one question. Number one, we started calling it a sam tam, and then we described Torah as tavlin. What's tavlin? Spices. Spices. Condiment, a spice. Torah is a spice? I thought it's supposed to be a sam tam. Why are we calling it a tavlin? Not all spices are good. You put too much pepper, it ruins. Pepper can ruin it. People have spices they don't like. What is the significance of likening Torah to a tavlin, to a spice? We began by saying it's a sam tam. I understand that. It's an elixir. It's a vitamin. It's good for you. It prolongs life. Why do we switch it from sam tam to tavlin? Number two, we said to begin with, ein atan nimsarim biyado, that if you learn Torah, you won't fall prey to the Yetzihara. But then we end by saying, if you want, atam moshel bo. Not only can you not fall prey, you can rule over it. Which is it? Are you just protected from being vulnerable to the Yetzirah? Or even more, are you able to rule over it? What does ruling over it even look like? And number three is, why do we describe it as, we began by talking about v'samtem is learning Torah. So I would have thought the nimshal of the Ratiya and the Makkah would be that im lomdim Torah. It says, Atem oskim b'Torah. Why does it say oskim b'Torah, not learning Torah? Those are three questions we're going to look at on this passage here in the Gemara. So let's start with the oskim.
Okay. I mean, I don't.
You're not bothered by the last question.
No, but I mean, osek, it's not a synonym for limud.
Oh, so is osek a synonym for limud? What's the bracha we say at Birchas HaTorah in the morning? La'asok b'divrei Torah. So the bracha we make is la'asok, not lilmod, which is also in itself peculiar. Because normally you make a birchas ha-mitzvah before the mitzvah, and you reference the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah la'asok, or is the mitzvah lilmod? Which is it?
La'asok implies more effort, doesn't it?
What does la'asok mean?
Involved,
does la'asok always achieve lilmod? If you're lomade, then you are for sure osik. If you're osek, do you always achieve that you learned?
No, but the mitzvah is to osek. If you don't learn that.
I thought the mitzvah is Talmud
capacity,
Torah.
No,
we don't call the mitzvah
capacity, no,
to be osek b'Torah.
As long as you're involved in
the... What's the mitzvah? Well, the Rambam said when he refers to the halachas. Shulchan Aruch has a section on it. He calls it Hilchos Talmud Torah. Doesn't he call it Hilchos Osek B'Torah? Lomod V'Lasok. Yeah, no, Davin, we refer to it that way. But we... But Jonathan, you're supporting my point, which is we have two categories. We call it Lomod V'Lasok. So why when it comes to the Bracha, why when it comes to the Gemara here, are we saying Lasok? When you want to offset the impact of the Yetzer Hara, you could do it by being Osek B'Torah. Why not be being Lomei Torah? So what's the difference?
The difference is just working.
Oh.
Actually try.
Good. So I'll tell you I want to answer it two ways. Number one is the famous word of the Chavetz Chaim. It's quoted in many people's name, but it appears in the Chavetz Chaim al Torah that at every Siyum we say no, we say Heim Amelim V'Anu Amelim. Heinu Amelim Heinu Makab Mishkar Anu Amelim Makab Mishkar. So what's the difference? Is that really true? They're Amelim and they're Mekablim Schar? What do you mean they're not Mekablim Schar? And what do you mean we're always Mekablim Schar when we do Amelis, when we work hard? So Chacham Chofetz Chaim says his famous answer, which is, there's a fundamental difference between Torah and academic knowledge. When it comes to academic knowledge, if I go to university, I'm studying for a master, I'm studying for a PhD, I want to get an advanced degree in science. I want an advanced degree in math. So you put in front of me a math equation. And you say, in order to earn the degree, solve the equation. If I toil, if I spend 9 hours working on the equation, but I can't come to the correct answer, do I get the degree?
No.
Was my time valuable? Retroactively, it was a waste of time. I'm not smart enough, I don't chop it, someone failed to explain it to me well enough. But if in the end of the day, I don't get it, so whatever time I put into it, retroactively, is a waste of time. And that's true for every occupation, preoccupation in the world. I'm working on the cabinet, tried to assemble it, I didn't get it right, the thing doesn't exactly work, the door doesn't close, so I just wasted all that time. When you put time into something in life, it's all results, it's all measured by the result, it's results oriented. Did the effort lead to a result? The exception is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah also aims and strives for results. Right? The goal of Talmud Torah is to remember the Torah that we learn. The countless Mamari Chazal of the accountability and the consequences for forgetting Torah and how much will be held responsible for that. So certainly it's results oriented to know how to live, to know, to retain what we learn. But you know, if I spend the next 3 hours breaking my teeth on a Tosfos, sitting with a Reb Chaim and struggling to get through it, and I walk away and I didn't really, the Reb Chaim's not klar, I didn't really understand it. Was I Mekayim Talmud Torah?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's the difference between physics and math and chemistry and science and Talmud Torah. Anu amelim ve'hem amelim. Heim amelim ve'enim mekam schar. They don't get schar on the amelis. They only get schar on the result. Anu amelim mekam schar. But we, whether we get the result or not, we get the schar. So that's why I think why it's important Chazal often or almost always refer to it not as the learning of Torah but as being osek b'Torah. We can't necessarily be held accountable by our IQ and our memory and what we retain, although we can be held accountable if we did chazara and if we were focused when we were learning and so on. But what we can be held accountable for is, did we try? Were we amel? Were we osik? And maybe that's answer number one. There's a second answer, and I think this sits directly into the sugya, which is why I raise it, which is, it goes back to a Tosfos and Brachos, there's a Reb Chaim on it, some quote the name of the Sfas Emes, about the following question. Normally, I think Rabbi Shaket said this in the Sukkah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Normally, you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. If the mitzvah has another opportunity to do it that day, but you were mafsik, you made a break between the first and the second opportunity, you make a new bracha. We all just did this. You had breakfast in the Sukkah, you went on a tiyul with your family, you came back, you had lunch in the Sukkah. You don't say, oh, my bracha from breakfast counts on lunch. Yeah, you're about to do the mitzvah, you re-engage the mitzvah, you make a new bracha. Talis and tefillin, you take them off, enough time that you have a hefsek, you put them back on, they need a new bracha. So why is it, you make birchas haTorah in the morning, lasok, Shebacharbanu, Vaharevna, you make the brachas, not in that order. And you come back, you make a break, you go to work, you go to the gym, you go to the doctor's appointment, whatever takes up most of your time these days. And you come back to the kolol, to the afternoon kolol, the BRS. Why don't we begin with a collective Birchas HaTorah before we immerse ourselves in the Gemara Kedushin? It's a very simple question. And the answer is, because the bracha was never lilmod. You're right. If the bracha were strictly to be sitting and learning, that we've interrupted. But the bracha was la'asuk, to be occupied with Torah. What guides you ethically, morally, halachically, your thought process, the filter through which you interpret the world when you're at the gym, work, the doctor's office, the supermarket? It's Torah. As long as Torah is guiding your life, there's been no hefsek. There was no break. So there's no obligation to make a new bracha. If, in fact, you divorce your life, religion is in the shul, when I walk out to my car, the yarmulke goes in the glove compartment, the religion goes in the back seat, and now I go off without it, so then taka, you need to make a new bracha. Anyway, so maybe this is why the Gemara is saying is, if you're osik, atam oskim batorah, ein atam nimsarim biyado. Because you'll say, I can't learn Torah all day long, from when I wake up till I fall asleep. The Yetzirah is going to get me. The Yetzirah, based on the Gemara, is lepesach rove. It's crouching, waiting to jump on me. So I'm vulnerable. I'm exposed at every moment. How can I persevere? Not by learning every second I'm awake. Though, if you remember in the last man, we defined Talmud Torah using Rav Asher Weiss a little bit. But if I'm osik b'Talmud Torah, that the Yetzirah gets me when I all of a sudden I'm watching something on TV that I'm not doing as a ben Torah. When I'm looking at something on the internet, not as I'm having a conversation, I'm engaged in business practices, not as a ben Torah. When I'm not oseik b'Torah, that's when I'm vulnerable to the Yetzer. Anyway, this is just my thought, maybe why the Gemara uses the language, not when you're learning Torah, because if Torah is the tavlin, it should be learning Torah is the tavlin. But it's oseik b'Torah, not lumun. That was number one. Let's come back to the question of tavlin. First we called it a sam tam, and then we changed and call it a tavlin. So here the chidah, Chidon is Pesach Einayim, writes, why is the Torah called a tavlin, like the opposite the Yetzirah? It says, because if a person merits to learn Torah properly, the Yetzirah, it's not just that you extinguish the Yetzirah. It's not just that you purge the Yetzirah. You can successfully transform the Yetzirah. How does that work? You ever, in a restaurant, you would never do this in someone's home. But you're at a restaurant, you ordered something, you thought you'd like it. They serve it, it's not so good. So you say, give me some salt and pepper. And you start throwing on some spices and you mix it up, that's pretty good. You know, this waste of money dish I was about to throw out or send back that there was no way I could eat, that wasn't my taste. Now I've added some spices. I added some spice, I added some flavor, and it's not just that the flavor overwhelms the dish, the flavor transforms the dish. So that's what the Chidah says. Torah's tavlin, because the Yetzer Hara is not inherently bad. In fact, the Yetzer Hara might reveal where your greatest potential is. When you add Torah, it's adding tavlin. You're adding some salt and pepper and spice to the dish to not only make it palatable, but to make it delicious. And the Bali Musar say that sometimes if you want to identify where's your greatest strength, you'll find it where your greatest weakness is. Often these character traits are two sides of the same coin. So where your greatest strength is where your greatest weakness. Meaning, if you can conquer your greatest weakness, it can be transformed into your greatest strength. You're a loud mouth. You can't help, you have no filter. You say what comes to mind. You speak lots of Lashon Hara. So the fact that you have this outgoing, warm, gregarious personality, if you could just channel that, transform that, you can make that, that's your greatest quality. And you can give countless examples of that. So that's what the Chidah says, when you add Tavlin, Torah, when you add Torah to whatever it is in life, the Yetzahara, you can redirect it. Let me give an example. Pasuk says, Oiv Kesef, Lo Yizba Kesef. Pasuk in Mishlei or Koheles? Mishlei. You should know this, we just read Koheles. In Mishlei or Koheles, Oiv Kesef, Lo Yizba Kesef. If you love money, Lo Yizba, Yud, Sin, Beis, Ayin. You won't be satisfied. Meaning, if you have a money, you want Messiah. If you have $1 billion, the guy who's got $1 billion, believe me, he got his first billion. He's thrilled. He just wants $2 billion. Just wants $2 billion. He wants to climb on that Forbes list. It's not good enough to be on the list. It's got to be in the top 10, top 5. Oiv kesef, lo yis bekesef. Chazal say, don't read it, oiv kesef, lo yis bekesef. Read it, oiv Torah, lo yis betorah. If you take the notion of an insatiable appetite for something, that's great. Is it good to have an insatiable appetite? Depends for what. If it's for the wrong thing, it's the Yetzirah. If you can make it for the right thing, it's a wonderful thing to have. So the Chiddush says Torah is the tavlin, it's the spice that not only it doesn't eradicate the Yetzirah, it transforms the Yetzirah to be something which is good. Yes?
Could be tavlin is like an antidote in the sense that song is also translated as a poison.
Correct.
Correct.
So to some degree, right. So that's what we also say. The Yetzirah, I built the antidote to the poison. But Tavlin literally means spice. So that was the question, is why is a spice? An antidote is a spice, but why a spice? Spice has a specific connotation. That's the notion that you can turn the dish from being terrible to being appetizing. You can make it from being bad to something good by adding the right amount of spice. The third question we asked was, why does it say, it starts out by saying, Ein atem nimsarim biyado, if you're osek b'torah, then you're not vulnerable to the Yetzirah. Then we change it and say, at the end, also referencing the pasuk with Cain and Abel, Ve'lecha teshukaso, in matarot atem moshebo, you can rule over it. So which is it? Are you just protected from the danger of the Yetzirah, or can you even rule over the Yetzirah? So the Eitz Yosef says, if you're following along in the footnote, Chav Beis of the Masifta, the Eitz Yosef says the answer that earlier we're talking about a person who's Osek B'Torah Shelo Lishma. If you're learning Torah for the wrong reasons, even though you're learning it for the wrong reason, it could still protect you from the Yetzirah. Just being occupied with Torah can protect you from the Yetzirah. But if you're Osek B'Torah Lishma, if you're learning Torah for the right reasons, then not only can it protect you from the Yetzirah, but you can be Moshel, you can rule over even the Yetzirah as well. Okay, so that's in terms of Cain and Hevel. If you turn the page, we're going to come back. Skip to the... go out of order here a little bit. Go to page 6. This is from a Sefer, it's very interesting. It's not really a Sefer, it's a pamphlet. The Vadim of Rav Shlomo Hafman, Zatzal. Shlomo Hafman was a contemporary Rav. And they put together, he used to give these vadim, these talks, to inspire people. And here, this is the cover page of the pamphlet, Vadim, of Rav Shlomo Hafman. B'inyan hismodedus imachet. The theme that he addressed was, what's our attitude towards chet? Does chet debilitate us? Does chet paralyze us? Do we get lost in the past? Or can we recover and build for the future? Right, he quotes Rabbi Isaac Sher, the issue is not that when we make mistakes, we're going to make mistakes. Say the wrong thing, look at the wrong thing, think the wrong thing, listen to the wrong thing, sleep late. We're going to make mistakes. That's not the question. The question is, what do we do with it once it happens? It's in that context that he quotes this Svarno, this Dvar Torah, in this Sefer. Page 24 of his Sefer, page 6 here in this booklet. He quotes the Svarno's Perush here on the story. El Hevel ve'in menchaso, I'm on the top of the great box. Haya Hevel ha-makrib rotzo y'in menchaso gam ken ritzuya. Sha'isa min ha-roi l'rotzon. Hevel offered a korban, and it was accepted. Because it was designed from something that was designed to be accepted. El Kayin ve'in menchaso lo sha'a. Lo sha'a el Kayin ha-makrib shay bilti rotzoi. But God didn't show favor to Cain or his offering because it wasn't ratzui. How do you translate ratzui in this context? It wasn't desired. Cain wasn't. Lo shah el Cain hamakriv. V'gam ken al minchaso shaisa bilti ru'i l'ratzon. Both. God didn't show favor to Cain nor to his mincha. V'aychar b'kenaso l'achiv shay l'ratzon. So Cain gets enraged to his brother. Why is my brother's desired and mine's not? panim, ki akel misivro kibel. And Cain's face fell. He was embarrassed. He was humiliated because God didn't accept. Lama charalach. So God calls out and asks, Lama kinesa be'achicha? Why are you jealous of your brother? Kedoig asher kibalti korbano beratzon. Hina lo yazeh ratzon poshut. Oshelo kedin. What are you upset? You're worried that I accepted his? V'lama naflu panecha? Kishiyesh lekilkul eza takana enroi letztara masha avar. Avaroi leishtada lahasig tikun la'asid. What does God say to Cain? Why is God angry at Cain? God's response to Cain is not about his korban. What's it about? His reaction to the rejection of the korban. God says to Cain, I rejected your korban. So what? What you should have done is say, what did I do wrong? How could I do better in the future? You shouldn't have been hung up on your face drops, you're depressed, you're jealous, you're envious, you're angry, you're caught up in the fact that you didn't offer the right korban. Instead, you should have been focused on what's the right korban. Haloim teitiv atzmacha v'tishtadel lios gam ato l'ratzon. Says, ruma malavis nasei. If now you correct yourself, if you make the effort now, in the future, to do it right, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. So writes Rav Shlomo Hoffman, Kain v'hevel yikrivu mincha l'kodesh baruch hu. They brought a offering to God. Kodesh baruch hu kibel es mincha so shel hevel v'lo kibel es mincha so shel Kain. Hashem accepted hevel's ben ha-kain. Sforno's mevar shoy b'neim shnei hevdelim. There are two differences between Kain and hevel. Gam b'chinas ha-makar v'gam b'chinas ha-min ha-ru'i la-ha-krova. V'etzal Kain shneim ha-yolo l'ritsuyim. There are two differences. Hevel is more desirous to God than Kain. And Hevel's offering is more desired. Kain kine behevel shamincha shlaos l'ratzon l'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'adava charo lo kokach at shehechlet l'harag es Hevel. Kodesh Baruch Hu shoal es Kain, so he asks him, what are you doing? This is what you're worried about? Don't worry about the rejection of the korban, worry about the rejection of you. And ask yourself what you could do better in the future. And here he quotes the whole Sforno. Turn the page. Tira, eicha Kodesh Baruch Hu medabirim Kain. Look how Hashem is talking. Kain nichshal v'korban shelo lo iskabel. Kain messed up, the korban's not accepted. Hu hitzta'er v'kinei ba'achiv shekorbano iskabel v'lachin naflu panav. What is he focused on? Not why he's rejected, why is his brother's accepted? Kodesh Baruch Hu pone elav me'odeid oso umadrich oso. Hashem turns to him according to the Sforno, and Hashem is giving him advice. Lama ata mitztayar masha avar habeit al ha'asid. Why are you focused on the past? You must put your attention on the future. This whole sefer is written, to tell you, to be blunt, to young men who fall prey to the isser of hashchaza zera levatala, young men who give in to the urge to look at images, and then looking at images leads to other averas. And the whole theme of this sefer is, don't be hung up in the mistake. Okay, you gave in to the yetzer, it got you. So now what? Now do you say the Yetzer Hara got me, I'm unworthy, I'm nothing, I might as well just give in fully to the Yetzer Hara? Or do you say, no, I'm focused not on the past, I'm focused on the future. And the whole Sefer, he quotes, every Chazal he could think of, to reinforce and support that idea. Don't get paralyzed and debilitated and hung up and fixated on the mistake. The whole question is not mistakes, human beings make mistakes. The question is, do you fix it? What do you do with it? Where do you go from there? Also l'chal hizyayish. Let's die or la'aver. You can't give up and you can't be too despondent on the past. Why? Ke'isik ba'aver maybe the nefilas panim v'yeyush. Cain's face falls. He gets fixated on the past and then you get depressed. And then you give up. V'lachin kishish l'kilko takana. And what's therefore the response? Tisasik b'tikon la'asiv lo b'tzara la'aver. Get fixated on the future. That is the takana. That's what we have to work on. Along the same lines, in the Sefer, I'll just bring to you another source. This was very interesting. Turn to page 8 in our source sheet, page 33 in his Sefer. He quotes from the Gra. Ani mispala tomed lama kol ayom mefarsimim lebachrim shazohar ksuvim onshim chamurim ma'od al chetei ne'urim b'mokim lefarsim is divrei agra. Why in yeshivas are they always publicizing to young men that the Zohar describes the kind of horrific punishment they will suffer from being motzi zera levatala? Don't share the Zohar, share the Gra. What does the Gra say? Mikol makom misha osik b'Torah ein lo lid o klal. That whatever mistakes you've made, if you occupy yourself with Torah, it's like our Gemara. Torah is the Tavlin. And this fits in exactly with the Chidah. You made a mistake, but throw some spices on the mistake in a healthy way, meaning transform the mistake. Take the urge that you showed, the appetite that you exhibited, and channel it for something good. We have to educate young people. We have to educate all of us. The inestimable value of the Torah we're learning. The power of learning Torah to atone for mistakes we made. Not only that, when you learn Torah, that's the refuah. Where did the Gra get that from? This works much better to me. There was a question that bothered me about the Gemara. The mashal and the nimshal don't work out exactly to me. Why? What's the mashal? You have a wound. But don't worry, the wound is protected as long as you wear the bandage. Here we're saying, you have a Yetzihara, but it's protected as long as you're learning Torah. But in the mashal, you can indulge, eat what you want, drink what you want, as long as you wear the bandage. We don't say as long as you learn Torah, do whatever you want. We still have halacha. The mashal and nimshal don't stim exactly. Anyone, you follow what I'm saying?
But if you learn Torah, you can do whatever you want.
What?
If you learn Torah in the Bahamas, then you're going to follow one of the rules.
Okay, maybe. So you can answer it that once you're learning Torah, then you won't indulge in whatever you want.
Right.
That's not what it says. Maybe what it meant is that, of course you can't do whatever you want, but when you wear the bandage, you can eat sweet things.
Right.
When you learn Torah, normally if you eat and drink and indulge in the physical world, you're a physical being, but if you learn Torah, you're still elevated. But the mashal and nimshal don't stim exactly. What?
When you're occupied in Torah.
Right.
Then you can do
I said, but in the mashal, it says, Echom Masha Anascha, Shesem Masha Anascha, Rechotz Ben Bacham and Ben Mitzonin, Ein Atam Misyare. Similarly, if you learn Torah, what? The Mashal and Shos, that's what I'm saying. This Gra, I think, works. What it means is the bandage helps you that put on Torah. You made a mistake. Okay. So, learning Torah is the refuah. Tzarech lahachtir lebochrim, shebemokim lachshav al-chait, uli yishaber me'achait, aleim lakachat zachait, Kedavar Shidabron Sam Lulimod Yosa Torah. The chait should propel you for more learning. Kach Batim Hochim Asara Lutov. And here he quotes in the bottom in the footnote. I am besefer Kobet Sa'aros. If you look at the Kovet Sa'aros, who wrote the Kovet Sa'aros? Rav Chanan Wasserman. Meir Agon Rav Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Domo, Shamati Mipek Kadosh Rabbeinu Bal Chavetz Chaim Bezeh Aloshen. Chavetz Chaim once said Rav Chanan. He said, "Dom Yetzahara Ertnit." I'm not. I'll read it in the heat. I'm not even going to try. Liyetzahara Enis Nagdus Yehudi Yatsum VeYivkev VeYispal Kol Hayom HaEikar Rak Shelo Yilmod. Chavetz Chaim said, "The Yetzahara is not worried about you davening all day. You're fasting. Yetzahara can still get you if you do that. What's the Yetzahara worried you're doing? Learning Torah. It's a great line from the Chavetz Chaim." Yetzirah never worried that you're going to fast and daven b'kavana all day long. He could still get you. When is the Yetzirah? When do you have a force field around you? Limud Torah. That's the Torah tavlin when you're learning Torah. Okay, so from this is a great sefer. The sefer from Rav Shlomo Hoffman. So you see here the way the Gra approached. He's not talking about the Gemara specifically, but if you apply what we learned. It fits perfectly with this Gra. Okay? Back in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Kasha Yetzahara afilu yotzro kra'u ra. Shenemar ki yetzir lev ha'adam ra min urav. The Yetzahara is so miserable that even its creator called it bad. What's the Chiddush? So the Maharsha says, turn to page 2 of this source sheet. Maharsha says, Hapoel hadavar lo yegana malachto. Normally, the creator of something doesn't denigrate it. You don't see a parent talk negatively about their child. You don't see a person disparage the book they wrote. You don't see somebody make fun of the dish, the recipe they made. Normally, the creator of something, they're biased, so they don't speak negatively about it. Says the Maharsha, that's the kasha yetzahara afilo yotzro kra'ra. It's so unusual, the yetzahara is so terrible. Even its creator, the Ribbono Shel Olam, calls it bad. Where? In the Pasuk in Bereishis, Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra, min neura. Afilu achi, says the Marsha, afilu achi kamar boshe yotzra gineo v'karo ra. Oilo li'isa v'aod yeshloma shafilu yotzra shabar l'tovas ha'odom kide sheyizka al-yado imin atzcheyu ki tov mod yetzahara mikom makom kro ra. Even God who created the Yetzirah, this fits in also with Vechida. Even God who created the Yetzirah, because if you can transform it and channel it, it can be for good. Still he called it Ra, because it's a big if. It's a big if. If you conquer the Yetzirah, if you identify your strongest Yetzirah, and you can transform it and drive it for the good, it's good. But still, since that's such a big if, still the Ribbono Shel Olam called it Ra. Correct. We'll get to that in 1 second. Says the Gemara Vayter. No, maybe Hashem didn't call it anything. We think of it as Ra. Of course it's Ra. But it's unusual. It's so Ra that even it's Yotzro, even the one who created it. Ad kedei kach. Amar of Yitzchak. Yitzro shel Adam is chadesh shelo b'chol yom. It's a very powerful Gemara. A person's Yitzhara renews itself every single day. Yesterday you battled. You didn't share the juicy Lashon Hara. You didn't look at the website you shouldn't have looked at. You battled, you made it to Minyan 3 times yesterday. Guess what? When you wake up today, all over again. You're taking it from the top. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. It says, Kol Yetzer Machshavas Libo Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Rak Ra Kol Hayom. We darshan, this is talking about the Yetzirah, which is Ra Kol Hayom. It renews itself, not only every day, it renews itself every hour, says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kol hayom, kro yiserehu. L'lamdenu shekol shos hayom ra'aso mischadeshes. Its bite, its bitterness, its ambition renews itself every hour of every day. It's a very powerful thing. You know, in psychology, they'll tell you, not only in the case of addiction, alcoholism and the like. There's a person I know who had a particular issue, and they got therapy, they worked on themselves, years went by, and they fell prey to that issue again. And the therapist they went to clearly clarified to them that the last therapist made a terrible mistake, did a terrible disservice, and said, you're done with the therapy, I think we've conquered this. You've eliminated this. You had this issue, you're good. And she said to him, no, this is something that will never be conquered, it'll only be managed. It was a breakthrough moment for him, for his wife. Because the moment that he realized it won't ever be conquered, it will only be managed, now you have a strategy for life. The danger is ever thinking you've conquered it. So that's this Gemara. Yitzro shel Adam is chadesh shelo b'chol yom. It renewed, it's only managed. The Yetzirah can never be obliterated. Yetzirah is never retired, never put out the pasture. The Yetzirah can only be managed, it can't fully be conquered.
Certainly we're told that the world wouldn't exist without it.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's keep going. Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Yitzro shel Adam is gaber lo b'chol yom mevakesh amiso. He wants to kill you. Shenei mar tzofa rosh la tzadik mevakesh la amiso. The rosh here is the Yitzhara, and you are the tzadik, and it's going after you. V'malei kadosh baruch hu ozro, ein yachol lo. Without Hashem's help, you have no shot. Shenei mar elokim lo yazvenu biado. Pasuk says that since the Yitzhara is so strong, we alone can't fight it. We need and we rely on Hashem's help. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Bini, in Paga Bacha Menuvel Zeh, if you encounter that Menuvel, who's the Menuvel? The Yetzirah, what should you do with him? Mashcheu lebeis HaMedrash. Schlep him to the Beis HaMedrash. Says the Marsha on the next page, why are you taking him to the Beis HaMedrash? I underlined it for your convenience. L'makam Torah shehu atavlan yetzahara. Because we've already said, what is the best antidote to the yetzahara? Torah. So you feel a yetzahara in your kishkas? Get to the chabura. Get to the kolel. Go to the Beis Medrash. Open a sefer. Learn some Torah. Again, this also fits with the gra and the chida. What Torah is tavlan. In other words, why mashcheyu? Leave him outside the Beis Medrash. Why in the world are you dragging the yetzahara into the Beis Medrash? What do you mean, Mashcheu, drag him to the Beis Medrash? Leave him! Run away from him! See if you can lose him! What do you mean, Mashcheu, drag him? According to the Chida, the Gra, Torah Tavlin means, no, bring him and transform him. Yitzhara has given you a passion, a particular energy. Take that passion and energy and channel it to Torah. Im evenu, if the Yetzirah is hard, is strong like a rock, nimoach, it will melt from Torah. Im barzalu, if it's a metal, mispotzeitz, it will explode, it will shatter. Shnemar alo kol dvarai ka'ishnu mashem ka'patishi potzeitz sala. Im evenu nimoach, shnemar ha'ilo tzame l'chul mayim. Va'omer avanim shachaku mayim. So, the stone can break from water. Water Torah is likened to water, and so on. Look at Rashi. Minuvo ze yitzahara mizgara b'cha, mizpotzeit sh'atorah ke'esh nimshala ha'mefafeya es ha'barzel. Fire can melt metal. A consistent drip of water can penetrate a rock. No matter how formidable an opponent you think the yitzahara is, Torah has the capacity to be able to defeat it. Okay, so I want to see a few. Ad kan the Gemara. And next week we'll pick up back to the little bit more Agarata, but into the Halacha a little bit. But I brought to you some other sources. So turn to page 3. When it says Torah's Tavlin, what Torah? There was a big debate with the founding of the Musar movement. You know, we take for granted today Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is one of our heroes. But it wasn't so simple. Any innovation in Judaism causes a stir and controversy. And so it was with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Why? What can you imagine was the opposition to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter?
In the Litvak Yeshivas, it was thought your merit was always based on your intellectual ability.
So the emphasis on character, not just on intellect, but more fundamentally. What are you doing taking away from Torah learning? Get your head back in the Tosfos, get your head back in the Marsha, get your head back into the Gemara. What are you reading, Musa Sfarim? What are you debating, character growth and development? What are you talking about? It's Bittul Torah. And Rishon Salanter, but what do you mean? But we need to grow our character. The response was, Hafochba v'afochba v'kula ba. Everything's in Torah. Just learn Torah and it'll refine your character. So here's the Sefer Avkaz Rochel. And in the Sefer Avkaz Rochel, by Lichtenstein, it says here the following interesting question. When the Gemara says Torah Tavlin, what kind of Torah is the Tavlin? Pilpul, Lamdus, Halacha, Chasidus, Musar, Machshava, Kabbalah. Did I leave anything out? I got Chasidus. What kind of Torah is the Tavlin? Any, all the above, none of the above, one of the above. So here the Sefer Avkaz Rochel weighs in on this. And he says the following. I'll look at the tshuva. Skip right to the tshuva. Listen to me carefully. We know that our inheritance, our legacy, is Yira Shemayim. But we face a formidable opponent. The Yetzirah is trying to knock us off our course. Kakasuv tofer Rosh HaTzadik, the pasuk we just read. But Hashem says, choose life is only done. Where is the Bechira? The Bechira, he says in a kind of a pun, the Bechira is not just between good and bad, the Bechira is between what you're learning. And he says, you could learn lamdus, you're not going to become a better person. To become a better person, you need to learn ma'amari chazal and agadita. And here he quotes our Gemara, ayin kedushin daf lamed, shadarshu chachman yuzal, davar zel apostik, v'samtam es devarai, v'samtam, shi sam chayim lahagim ipnei chachma, hamaka, v'amru barasi yitzar, barasi torah tavlin, u'beis kabbalah shaskula zosi, rak bekoach limud torah shal agadus musar, v'lo belimud shal havayos abaye v'rava. He takes a strong position. And I would say empirically, he's right. He's right. We have communities of people who learn Havaya, Sabaya, and Rava day and night. It doesn't necessarily penetrate down to their character. If you want it to infiltrate and to shape and mold your character, you have to learn, he says, Agados Musar. But Gamshali Matorah Shal Shmaisis Ola Hamik Bola Kayim Hafoch Bavafoch Gadol V'Nora Ma'od Atcha Kosev Omer Amochim B'Choshech Ro Or Gadol. Even though, of course, it's an estimable value, learning Torah is the greatest thing. Chayenu V'Orach Yameinu Ayada Yecholan Onli Dalhaven Eich Yishmir Shabbos Eich Yikam Mitzvah Tefillin. Only by learning Torah do you know how to properly observe Shabbos and so on. Im Kol Zeh Eim B'Koach Limud Zeh Lahagin Ala Maka Upuk Chazi Kamehim Charif Matorah Kezos B'Yir Asim Raza Udolam Ma'od. How many are enormous Talmidei Chachamim? How many have mastered learning in this way, but they don't have Yiras Shemayim? They don't have Midos Tovos? Me'ata Milsa B'mistabrehu V'sartem Kamaso Kamo V'samtem, and so on and so forth. He continues on the next page, the top paragraph. U'v'zem Yushev Eskushas Agedolos V'chimisha Inu Yodei Alun B'Torah Inu Mechlal Am Hashem Elam Yitzurim Shem Limud Zeh Shal Agadus Musar Akol Shavim Bo Gam Inu Yodei Alun Mot Shmaisa Yuchel Limud Agadus Hashas Midrashim V'zor V'sifra Yira Shenizchabru Min HaMa'amarim Eila Reishas Chach Moruchu Sadikim Shevet Musar Kava Yosher Pele Yoetz Menor Zamar Giyot Be'ila, and so on. So this is accessible to anybody, and I think this is what you said, that maybe the reason it says Osik B'Torah not Lumud, he says that learning Reb Chaim's, learning the Ktzos and the Nesivos, having a Chiddush and the Shev Shmaisa, not everybody can do that. But to open a Musar Sefer, to be inspired, anybody can do that. Anyone could be Osek in that. That's the Sam Chaim. Sam Chaim are not the Havaya Sabai and Ravel. Sam Chaim is Davka Limud HaMusar. And if you turn to the next page, page 5, where the arrow is, Me'ato Me'acher Sherak Tavlon Ritili Tzahara Shlo Yeh Bekocho Lahamis Oso Mechai Nitzchi Raku Limud Agadus Musar Im Kein Svara Chitzonihi Demisha Mis Atzel Mi Limud Eila Aydechei Nofel Bereshas HaReshas Shechafetz Shechafetz Lahamiso Ein Lecha Rotzeich Ma'abed Atzma L'das Yotzer Mimenu. Listen to the powerful language he says. If you don't have a Seder in learning Musar every day, you are committing spiritual suicide and you are accountable. Since we said that only learning Musar can help you stay on the straight and narrow, if you choose not to learn Musar, you are committing suicide, you're a murderer, and you are accountable for that act of suicide. Very powerful. Again, Brisker's, I think, would have a very different approach to this. But he says, Pukhazi, go see empirically, and you'll see that learning Havaya, Sabaya, and Rava don't necessarily transform or result in Yiras Shemayim. One more, two more. I tried to collect you from assorted different places, all related to our Gemara today. Page 9. Comes from the Chavetz Chaim on Tehillim. He's on the Pasuk, Tzofe Rosh HaTzadim Vakesh Lamiso Hashem Lo Yazvenu Biyado. Where'd you see that Pasuk? What? You just saw it in our Gemara. It's from Tehillim and Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Tzofe Rosh La tzaddik umevakesh lahamiso. Who's the Rasha? The Yetzahara is chasing the tzaddik to make him stumble. Ulahamiso, and after he stumbles, then to kill him. Says on this pasuk, the Chavetz Chaim, the pasuk from our Gemara, it's from Tehillim, but that our Gemara references. Near Elisha Kavanas Akosla, come on, Tzofe should Tzofe Mabit Bechorege. What's a Tzofe? Who are the Tzofim in Israel? Scouts. A Tzofe is a scout. They look out all the time. Kedeshiloyavu Mishu Lilko Ha'ir. What's the job of the scout? To protect the city from anyone attacking. So the scout, the person on lookout, sees someone. Their job is not to fight the oncoming army. What's their job? To go alert people. The Yetzirah is looking at a distance. He's trying to distract us from learning Torah. So the Yetzirah is the scout. Says, you know, as long as this guy is not learning, we got him. The moment the guy starts to head to learn, the Yetzirah, the scout, calls all the backup, all the reinforcements, and says, make him hungry, make him thirsty, make him have lashon hara. Make him have physical desire.
No.
באשר לא השלם עדיין את חלקם, כן כחוסר ורוחני הם באורם, שגם הם יחטיאו את האדם. Now he quotes our Gemara. Is the Gemara Yitzchak Shalom Mizgaber Lo B'chol Yom V'Yom? You can only manage the Yitzhara, you can't defeat it. V'Malei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Inu Yachalo, and you need Hashem's help with it. Hakavani He Sha'afim Nitzachto Pam V'Shtayim. Even if you defeated it once or twice, Lo Nofel Barucha V'Huchozer Mizgaber, it keeps coming back and comes back with a vengeance. And because it comes back with a vengeance, Tzarech Ezros Hashem L'Natzcho Tamid. In other words, the Chavetz Chaim connects the two Gemaras. On the one hand, the Gemara said you can never defeat it; you can only manage it. Separately, the Gemara said, you need Hashem's help to fight it. He's connecting the two to say, because it can never be defeated, only managed, that's why we need Hashem's help. And lastly, comes from Michtav Me'eliyahu. This comes from Avdesler Zatzal, page 10. And a couple of you have raised this already. The pasuk we just read it in Parshas Bereishis says, Hashem looks at all he did and he sees it's good. Amar Zal, Tov Ma'od, Tov is the Yetzer Tov. Tov Ma'od is the Yetzahara. Kasha lanu. Im Yotzer Kora, Eich Yachal Yos Tov Ma'od. Which is it? Is Tov Ma'od the Yetzahara? Or Adam Rami Ne'urav, Yotzer Kora Ra, that God calls it, does God call it bad or does God call it good? Which one? Aval Tzrich Manu Lahavim, Shem Mitzara, Adam Atzma Yetzahara Hura, Ki Maksha Allah V'Sachayim. From our perspective, we wish we didn't have the Yetzahara. It'd be so much easier if I didn't like chocolate cake. However, if you zoom out for the good of all humanity, it's very good. How do we progress? How do we grow? Only when we defeat the challenge. No pain, no gain. So, on the one hand, if you zoom out, you want gain. And if no pain, no gain, you want pain. On the other hand, for the one experiencing the pain, you'd rather not have the pain. So, which is it? Hine tov ma'od. Is the Yetzirah tov ma'od? Or leva adam rami ne'urav? Even Hashem, afilu yotzro karura. Which is it? The answer is, it depends whose perspective. From our perspective, we wish we didn't have this temptation. We wish we didn't have this desire. We wish we didn't have these challenges. But from the perspective of the good of society, humanity, the Ribono Shel Olam, Yetzirah is a wonderful thing. You know, the Medrash there says, the other way to understand the Medrash is, that without the Yetzirah, when the Gemara Stam talks about the Yetzirah, it's referring to the Yetzirah for promiscuity, for intimacy. So what do you mean, that Yetzirah is Tov Ma'od? The answer is yes. Without that Yetzirah, people wouldn't get married. Without that Yetzirah, you wouldn't have children. You'd be single. You'd be a bachelor for life. That Yetzirah, that drive is... So that drive can lead many astray. That drive can be terrible. On the other hand, the drive is Tov Ma'od, because it yields relationships, marriage, intimacy, children, continuity, and so on. All right, so we saw these sugyas today about the role of Torah in battling the Yetzirah. We're back to still going through that brisa. If you remember from last time, remember we talked about all of the obligations in each direction. So one of the chiyuvim, one of the obligations of the father for a son is lahasio isha, to make sure he gets married. So we talked about bris and pidginah ben, Talmud Torah. Now we're talking about lahasio isha. We'll pick up with that emir Hashem next Monday. Have a great day.